Mexican. I'm born in the United States, but I'm still Mexican.
What insulting name to other Mexicans.
Well, I don't know. Some people get insulted by almost anything. Being called a Mexican, I guess. Some people are insulted. Some people would rather be called Mexican American. Some others like to be called Latin American. And,
what about a term like greaser or greaser?
Oh, Mexican grease.
Do you hear that nowadays?
No, we don't. It's in the past.
Was it a very insulting?
Yes, it was.
What terms like that would there be nowadays?
Well, I don't think there's very many insulting terms anymore.
I think there's less discrimination than there used to be.
Let me show you.
How did things used to be?
Well, it used to be that we worked for less pay than an Anglo, doing the same kind of work, and all of that.
When did that stop? When did you start getting
into that? Well, it started slowing down after the war, after the Second World War. And it's been improving since then. Now it's almost normal.
A lot of Mexicans, Americans, or Mexicans, or Latin Americans, or whatever, tend to be very patriotic, don't they? I mean, I read somewhere that just a tremendous number would volunteer to go into the army and, like, serve in the army in Vietnam. And have you noticed that around here?
Yes. Yes, there's a lot of Mexican people that volunteer. They have volunteered. Some of them died in the war. And a lot of them were in the war, and they re-enlisted again. Of course, we have a majority of Mexicans here, and there was maybe 10 to 1, maybe 10 to 2 that volunteered in the army, 10 Mexicans to 1. I mean, 8 Mexicans to 1 or 2 Anglo. So we have the majority here, Mexican people volunteering. And there was a big percentage also of people that died during the war of Mexican descent, you know. Mexican people, maybe about 8 to 2.
Yeah, it was I read that it was a very high percentage of Mexicans that had, you know, served during the war.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the Vietnam War, and the whole South Texas, there was a big percentage.
How did you feel about the Vietnam War? Would you have wanted your your son?
I really don't think that war was a beneficiary to the country or to sacrifice lives like there were. I don't think it was a war of any importance.